Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. And now I have also started booking about an hour after the show as well, off air, to upload directly to the YouTube channel. And it's quite interesting, the dynamic here. When you've got, I don't know what I'm doing, first of all. You know, some people call me a radio show host. Some people call me an investigative journalist. I don't know, I never call myself that. Heck no. I don't know nothing. I ain't got no training. I just talk to people, okay? Especially people that disagree with each other. They'll both talk to me, but they'll completely ignore each other. And that way I'll get some kind of thing like perspective, right? I don't squeeze people out because of reputation and what have you. I do actually listen, of course, when people say someone's got a bad reputation. But it doesn't stop me from having a quick conversation with them or something like that. You know, you never know. The reputation might be misgiven. And in some cases, and in fact in a lot of cases, people's bad reputations are usually true, which is real sad. But anyway, I got this email last night from an angry listener. I uploaded this video with Victor H. Fisher, PhD, and we were talking about cannabis and the effect on the brain. And he was of the opinion that it it does damage the brain, and when any kind of damage to brains occur, I mean, this happens with everything, you know, alcohol, caffeine, it all destroys brain cells and what have you. So it's not terribly surprising to me. But, you know, there was a bunch of evidence that he was allegedly going to lay out, or so the listener thought. And it was only a short clip out of the whole interview, about an hour and a half or odd. And she was very upset with me and claimed that it was my agenda. I had some kind of agenda to, you know, censor the truth about cannabis and damage and all of that kind of stuff, because her main bag is bagging on anybody who has any positive opinion or research or anything like that regarded to drugs of any kind, and blames it for all poverty, all everything, this, that, and the other, in a very myopic way. And that was really, when you see things, even if you're a radio show host, even if you're supposed to be desensitized to it or whatever, if you do actually read these things that people say about you, and it's not true, you automatically get the sense of inflammation, and sometimes you get upset, which is why most of the time I will delete or bounce those kind of angry, stupid emails that are very obvious just at a glance, so that I don't feel the full force of somebody else's insanity. Basically, I've gotten enough of my own. So, when we are communicating with each other, I'm conscious of the fact that sometimes I fly off the handle and say things I don't mean. And usually the following email is, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. I didn't want to. I was getting a bit emotional. I'm sorry. And yeah, you got to be one with your mistakes, and you got to take ownership of them, at least, because if we don't take personal responsibility for it, something as simple as the words that come out of our mouth, or the tirades that come out of our YouTube channels, then what are we fighting for? I don't understand the mentality. Where's my kind of payoff here? How am I supposed to like get something out of this conversation? That's what I'm always thinking. Okay, if I'm talking to and incidentally, this is the other thing that I wanted to talk about. Speaking of payoffs, that very night I was feeling upset, and you know, I wrote her back these lengthy emails explaining, you know, who I am, what I've done, and that I'm not just a radio show host and all this stuff. Da 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 da. You know, if you know me, you know. But I then get a message from a guy named Alex Hunter in Canada. And he was a great guy. He's on the what was it? These Changing Times Radio, along with my friend Patrick Lynch and Patty M. Walking Turtle, you know. Great people over there in England. They're running this little radio website and live streams, things like that. And I wanted to, he sent me this long message, right? And it's huge. You know how some people, they'll send you an article and a message or something, you know, but I don't have the time. I can't read articles. I can't watch people's long videos or anything like that. I literally don't have the time. If it's long enough or whatever, I'd much rather just go to the person who made that video or wrote that article and bring them on the show for an hour or two or something like that. That way it's you know, a lot more free flow and a lot less work for me. And also it means I actually get to know the person. And so do you. So here's the thing. I said to him that. So he's like, okay, well, and I said, have you got 15 minutes to do just a quick rap or something like that? He's like, yeah. And we get on, and we just start joking around and having fun and stuff like that. And I just remember, okay, well, sorry, man, we're going to start the recording now. Okay, so how much time have you got? Oh, I'm over 15 minutes. Okay, cool. And we went, and about 2.5 hours later, we're still going at it, you know, just talking to each other long into the night. Because you find other people who agree with you on things, okay? Especially if you're looking for them. If you're looking for points to disagree with people, on the other hand, you'll be surprised how quickly your circle of friends starts to shrink. I noticed that. And it happens to a lot of activists. They'll get it in their head for whether real or imagined reasons, okay? It matters not that somebody else is a bad person. And they start spending their time and their energy attacking and exposing those bad people instead of spending their time and their energy interviewing and promoting the people that represent the stuff that you do want to see. Okay? It's a remarkably different way of doing things. You can either look backwards at all these people who have ever shafted you, who have ever lied to you, who have ever destroyed parts of your infrastructure, country, sovereignty, health, intelligence, etc. You can be upset about all that. But I'll tell you what, if you're spending all your time attacking it and going after it, what you're doing is you're feeding it energy. Instead, you feed your energy to the people who not only take your energy, but rebound it back onto you. Kind of like playing ping pong, if you will. Doesn't take a heck of a lot of energy to bash a little ping pong ball around and have an awful lot of fun, don't you? That's how a conversation's supposed to be. And that's why I don't have these problems that most people have with, I want to prepare for so many hours before a show and such and such and such. Because I don't, that's not how I do things. I don't read legislation. I don't go through the documents. This is not my game, mate. My game is just talking to people, finding out what the heck they think. You know, is there something wrong with that? I want to know how everybody thinks by asking them honestly and openly how they think. Anybody can fault that? I hope not. Because I get on a whole lot of people on this show, and the other week we had Penny Bright on, and there was just this real lambasting, as I mentioned in the first place, on the show itself, there was a lambasting of Penny Bright, and hence the reason why she came on the show. And sure enough, as I expected, because people are so predictable these days, there was, of course, copious quantities of YouTube comments, Facebook posts, and things like that, lambasting her further. I was just thinking, you know, this is the kind of people we're dealing with. Somebody comes out, tells the truth, asks some reasonable questions. You don't answer the reasonable questions. Instead, you start attacking them. What's the mentality behind that? What exactly are you trying to achieve? You're trying to say people can't question anybody else in our movements? Are you trying to say it's disrespectful because somebody's done such and such a things, therefore they cannot be questioned about anything if they're an activist? Is there some kind of immunity for people in higher up levels of activist organizations? Like if they run the website or whatever, you must protect them, otherwise you'll lose your website. I mean, what is it trying to gain out of here, you know? Qui bono, who benefits? And I don't have a terribly large amount of opinion one way or the other on that, but I have invited the Lady Linda on the show. You know, I'm going to give her the same opportunity that I gave Penny to speak her case, and I'm going to do the exact same thing with her that I did with Penny, just agree with her on what I can on and not contradict her make it be hard on her or anything like that. That's not what this show is about. This is the holiday channel, basically, of the truth movement. If you are listening to this show with a cocktail in your hand, that's about the right mood level. You should be able to enjoy and laugh about this kind of information. Otherwise, how in the heck are you ever going to come up with any sort of mental tool or coping mechanism to survive it, going down to a psychiatrist and getting some kind of toxic medication that'll turn you insane and make you drown your children in the middle of the night after acting out one of your worst nightmares. Okay? You've got to find some kind of coping mechanism, preferably something that doesn't destroy you. And a lot of people agree, and it's not that difficult to see why, that comedy is the great release here. It's basically the only thing we got left is satire, because things are so dark that and heads are going to roll, that the only kind of humor that's really going to suit it comes from the gallows. This is the world I see, and I don't know why other people don't see it. There is they might not have experienced enough Bill Hicks or Lewis Black or George Carlin in their life, guys who have had, you know, amazing and terrible experiences happen to them. People who might be incredibly angry about things that are being done to other people as well, and you find out how to laugh about it, and they're the greatest comedians. Because they do talk about things that are very, very real. And yet the realness of it, instead of making you terrified, instead of making your heart palpitate with sheer horror, as this information can do, you instead laugh about it. And it creates a positive association, I believe, with the truth. And, you know, how you should live your life. Because if you're not smiling, if you're not emitting so much as a cackle on a daily basis, you know, just one wee cackle, then your life can't be that grand. And you will probably die a lot sooner. One of my our listeners, one man in Trinidad and Tobago, his old grandmother goes down to the pub every day with her friends, smoking copious quantities of cigarettes, drinking a half bottle of scotch a day, and she's like 94 or something, and she'd been doing it all her life. And I asked him, okay, so she's doing this, she's hanging out with her mates all the time, she's drinking, she's smoking, is she laughing and smiling the whole time? He's like, well, yeah, yes, she is. Well, see, there's your answer. You want to survive longer, ladies and gentlemen, learn how to laugh at all the things that are trying to kill you, because then they lose their power and give it back to you from whom they stole it. Stop giving your energy to these vampires. You have to invite them in. Close that door and open another one. Find another person. Because as soon as I got abused and angry with this one person, I found another person who was willing to be happy and talk with me for hours on end. You can do the same. You've just got to make sure that you're open to it. Don't say, oh, I don't have the time to reply to this Facebook message. I don't have the time to have that Skype call, because it takes the same amount of energy and time to make an excuse for why you don't have the energy and time than the energy and time it would take you to actually make the call and the Skype message in the first place. So take the opportunity. Make a connection. We'll be right back after the break.